Mystical travelers. Mystical travelers can basically be described as mission life entities with a broader range. What they have said to God about their soul's journey is, wherever in this universe you need me, I'll willingly go. In other words, mystical travelers, like mission life entities, devote themselves to maintaining the divine spiritual connection between us and God as a thriving, viable force. But while mission life entities keep their sights focused on Earth, mystical travelers are available to incarnate and do their work on any inhabited planet in any galaxy where God needs them. Most mystical travelers have experienced many lifetimes on Earth and are ready to graduate from the learning process of reincarnating here. Volunteering to become a mystical traveler is very much like signing up for the postgraduate option of studying for their PhD. The face of God. An argument can be made that because God is actually a force, the great unseeable, the whole concept of his having a face or form is a moot point. But to make a very basic analogy, electricity is a force too, and it is very visible, no matter how briefly, when it arcs. And then there is the fact that trying to apply earthly laws of physics to God is too limiting to have any relevance at all. The truth is, both the Father God and Asna, the Mother God, who together make up the Godhead, do make brief and unspeakably sacred appearances on the other side, on the rarest and holiest of occasions, known to and observed by the whole population of spirits. Asna, the emotional dimension of the Godhead, appears more often and is more easily able to take on and maintain a form for several minutes. The revered statue of her in front of the Hall of Justice is an accurate depiction of her flawless long-haired beauty, sculpted by artists who were blessed enough to see her. The manifestation of God our Father, the intellectual dimension of the Godhead, is more like a brief, brilliant arc of electricity. He can only maintain the form of a magnificent face for a few short heartbeats. And even then, the details of the image are too highly charged to be distinct and describable. But by all accounts, being in the fleeting presence of the visages of Asna and of God transcends divinity, transcends sanctity, transcends ultimate love, and sends a charge of the most hallowed awe to the very core of our spirit. Francine is not an emotional woman, but on the rare occasions when she even tries to express the impact of a physical manifestation of the Godhead, her voice catches and words fail her. And as she explains it, no word on earth in any language has ever been devised to describe this true epiphany, because we on earth have never experienced anything we can possibly compare it to. It is a privilege eternally reserved for the rarest moments on the other side.